Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn is Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate and share in these sacred mysteries of our faith, we also celebrate the memorial of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. And now, gathering before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you are the way that leads to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the truth that sets us free. Christ, have mercy. You are the living bread come down from heaven. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, by whose gift Saint Elizabeth of Hungary recognized and revered Christ in the poor, grant through her intercession that we may serve with unfailing charity the needy and those afflicted. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw a scroll in the hand of the one who sat on the throne. It had writing on both sides, and was sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a mighty angel who proclaimed in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or examine it. I shed many tears because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or examine it. One of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed, enabling him to open the scroll with its seven seals." Then I saw standing in the midst of the throne and the four living creatures and the elders a lamb that seemed to have been slain. He had seven horns and seven eyes. These are the seven spirits of God sent out into the whole world. He came and received the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. When he took it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each of the elders held a harp and gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of the holy ones. They sang a new hymn. Worthy are you to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God those from every tribe and tongue, people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests for our God, and they will reign on earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lamb has made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God. The Lamb has made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. The Lamb has made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. The Lamb has made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lamb has made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground, and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, as I was reflecting on our readings for today, and especially our Gospel reading, I was hit by that word palisade. You know, how often do we use that in a sentence? And so my crazy way of thinking, I thought, I hope Father Simon uses that as his word of the day today. So Father Simon, if you're listening, use palisade as your word of the day. But it may seem like a glim gospel reading, and actually it is, like where Jesus says, "You did not recognize the time of your visitation." There Jesus is in their presence. You know, and not only has he been to Jerusalem that one time, he's been there several times. And yet the people, especially the leaders, didn't recognize him, didn't realize who Jesus truly was because of their hard hearts, because of their stubbornness, because of their pride, because of jealousy, because of greed. They became blind and deaf to our Lord. And luckily, we have the saints who realize, help us to realize what it's like when we open our eyes to the Lord, when we open our ears to the Lord, when we see the presence of our Lord in the people around us, such as the case with St. Elizabeth of Hungary. Now, yesterday in the church, we celebrated the feast of St. Margaret of Scotland. And as I shared with the school children, she had an interesting life. She was an English princess born in Hungary who married the King of Scotland. Today, with St. Elizabeth of Hungary, we have a beautiful saint who really wasn't born in Hungary. She was actually born in Slovakia, but she was a princess, and she married the ruler of Thuringia, which is in like the central part of Germany. But just like yesterday of Margaret of Scotland, same thing with St. Elizabeth of Hungary, we have two women who were queens. They had anything they could want. They had the best clothes. They had fancy jewelry. They had the best of food. They had several castles. And yet, instead of saying, like in today's modern world, this is mine, it all belongs to me, and so I'm going to enjoy it because it makes me happy having all this stuff, St. Elizabeth basically gave it away. She went out and she fed the hungry. She clothed the naked. She visited the sick and the suffering. She used her castles to bring in the homeless and used as hospitals to nurse people. And by the way, she lived in the 1200s. So it was quite a while ago, but yet she had quite a hard life to live. You know, I think back in the 1200s. But yet she didn't keep anything for herself. And the funny thing is her in-laws, her husband's family, basically they didn't trust her because she wasn't part of their region where she grew up or where they grew up. So basically they're always scheming against her. They were trying to show that she was a fraud, that she was stealing from the kingdom. And yet over and over again through their persecution of her, she continued to bless them, to pray for them. And there's the beautiful story one time where her brother-in-law was following her, thinking that she had taken all the riches, the money of the kingdom, and was giving it to the poor. And when he approached her on the street and grabbed her robe that she held everything in, opened it up, all these roses came falling out. And he knew there was something pious and beautiful about her. And that's something her husband knew, Louis IV. He knew there was something beautiful about her and holy about her, so he allowed her to give it all away. Then eventually he was killed died on his way to a crusade, so there she was, a widow with two children, a third one on the way, and again his family rejected her. But yet she still blessed them, she prayed for them, and she actually welcomed it. Because then when she got more money from her dowry, getting back to her, again, she gave it all away to the poor and to the needy. You see, my friends, beautiful example where she recognized the time of Jesus' visitation in her presence, in the hungry, in the suffering, in the sick, in the forgotten, in the neglected, and she gave it all away. Beautiful witness of faith for all of us today, especially in this crazy world that we live in. And so, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass today, let us thank God for the beautiful witness of faith of St. Elizabeth of Hungary, but let us also ask her to pray for us, that every day we will open up our eyes to the presence of Jesus among us, that we'll open up our ears to hear his voice in the sick and the suffering and the downtrodden around us, that every day we will be able to recognize the time of his visitation in our lives. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For the intentions of Pope Francis and all priests, and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the Church, that like St. Elizabeth of Hungary, we will all answer the call to serve those in need with humility and a loving heart, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For our nation, that our public officials at local, state, and national levels will work to protect the dignity of all human life, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the homebound and all those suffering from loneliness, that they will draw close to God, who is present in their hearts, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the repose of the souls of Cecilia Flynn and Catalina and Ricardo Kenny, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite heart, be accepted by you, Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. By the power of this sacrament, Lord, we pray, lead us always in your love through the example of Blessed Elizabeth of Hungary, and bring to fulfillment the good work you have begun in us, until the day of Christ Jesus, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love, and that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes to the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. These are the holy ones who have received blessings from the Lord and mercy from the God who saves them. Such is the people who seek the Lord. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we who are renewed by these sacred mysteries may follow the example of Blessed Elizabeth of Hungary, who honored you with tireless devotion, and by surpassing charity was of service to your people. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.